episode 289 of the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. I'm Elio. He's Ben. What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'll tell you what, man. Recording two podcasts in less than 12 hours is quite ambitious, but we are here, and so sit your ass down and appreciate us. No, I'm kidding. No, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan, and even though I am not a fan of NXT, they do tend to turn it up when it comes to these. Do I still have to call them premium live events?
I call them pay-per-views. I don't care what anyone says.
Okay, so do I. So, okay, we're on the same page there. So we're going to go over that for you, and obviously the entire week in wrestling. We got some pretty cool stuff this week, so I was satisfied. And I hope you'll be satisfied with the show as well.
I mean, and we just came back from January 24, 1988, took a look back at the Royal Rumble.
Yes, and then on Tuesday, we can't do it today. We got too much on the docket. But on Tuesday, we'll be going over WrestleMania 4, and I was doing some preemptive research before watching it, because I always watch it on, like the Sunday before, so it's fresh. And apparently, this was the only WrestleMania where they had a tournament that was dominating the evening.
Yep. You know, and you don't know the story, right?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that on Tuesday.
But so I was reading, and apparently the tournament was non-successful. And from what I was looking at, was it just me, or did it look a lot like the Wrestling Classic?
A little bit, only better than the Wrestling Classic.
Okay, well, they didn't set the bar very high, but we here at the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast always set the bar very high. So as I said, sit back and make sure you have a beverage, goddamn. I'm still sleepy, and I certainly have my Mountain Dew. So
go to the refrigerator, get your bologna, and get your refreshment of choice, and chill out, kick back, and relax.
Exactly.
Like Gorilla Monsoon used to say.
Exactly. See, we don't just say random shit on this show. It's right. All wrestling related.
It's like get the cup of cola, get your favorite beverage, and chill, sit back and relax. There we go.
Very good.
All right. So we should get into Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely.
All right. So Raw, the only really low point that I had was the Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, and Tegan Nox and Natalya.
Yes, I agree. The women as of late have not been having strong showings, have they?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of suckish.
High points, I gave it to Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, DIY, and Imperium, Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn.
I'll tell you what, that main event, and as well as Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn, were extremely good matches. In terms of main event, I would say that was one of the better TV main events I've seen in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn, because I love that match, I've always been a big Drew McIntyre guy. I like him so much more as a heel, it's not even funny.
Yep.
You know, I'll take this Drew McIntyre over telling stories about Davy Crockett and the other. And I don't think I'll ever get over that, because here they are, this big Scottish dude, you know, looks like a movie star, and he's trying to convince me that he's somewhat related to David Crockett. What the fuck?
I was scrolling through TikTok and looking at wrestling videos and Andrew McIntyre, and then I was looking at the comments and he was talking about broken dreams.
Yeah.
And like people in the comments are like, oh, that's one theme he should bring back.
I
Then
agree.
another one's like, why would they bring back a theme that everybody wants? He's a heel.
Well, and that's a good argument for now. But we've been talking about bringing back Broken Dreams for much longer than this current heel run. So it's I think if you look at it from that perspective, it's a little bit different.
So, I mean, that's all the high points and low points I've got. What do you have?
So Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn, because what a way to kick off the show. SmackDown could learn from this week's Raw. And then also I had the two out of three falls, DIY versus Imperium. I will say, I will always be a fan of Imperium, and I really hope that they last longer because it really does seem like they're headed toward breaking up that unit, and I'm not a
I
fan of
know,
that.
and I'm confused because firstly, we thought it was Giovanni Vinci. Now it looks like it's Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah,
I
so
don't get it.
I don't get that either. It's very odd. Just the whole presentation of this, creating dissension in the ranks. I don't know. I don't know why Gunther would be entertaining
Same as
losers.
Walter.
Well, yes, of course, but to these WWE fans, not you guys, because you guys in our audience are awesome, but it's just to these WWE fan bitches, what's the difference? Yeah, it's just with how they're presenting Walter, I'm not sure why he would tolerate losing so much. You know what I mean? Like, I would have expected this based on this storyline, not that I agree with it, but I would have expected the breakup to happen already. But I hope it doesn't because selfishly, I really enjoy Imperium. DIY, let's talk about them for a minute. Folks, I was so happy when DIY finally came back. Okay? When Tommaso Ciampa got off the shelf, I'm like, DIY, DIY, please, DIY. And then, of course, they did it, and I'm thrilled. But what are we doing with them? Because from where I'm standing, they're doing a hell of a lot of losing. And you guys know that I am a hardcore NXT Black and Gold fan. And this is not the DIY that I recall. Now, granted, neither Tommaso Ciampa or Gargano are being presented on Raw the way that they were presented on NXT Black and Gold. But being the fan that I am, I just wish that DIY was booked a little bit more consistently in a winner's column. Because I'll tell you what, when they are involved in the same match as, like an indie share from the other week, I'm like, what the fuck? And lately I've been trying not to cuss, but that one was purposeful because it's like, huh? But the match itself is very, very good.
However, I have to say, what is that theme that they come out to? That's terrible.
I don't know. Once again, I wish I had a physical petition, but I think we can go with virtual at this particular point in time.
Because I remember when they used to go with the Chrome Hearts.
And that was awesome,
Yeah, but
right?
this DIY, what?
It's just, it's lame, it's generic, it's bad.
Yep.
Talking about the theme, not the tag team.
Yep.
And then let's make sure. I'll also give a high point to Judgment Day versus the Creed Brothers. And then of course, I already said the main event,
Yep.
but yeah, overall from an in-ring perspective, this Raw was decent.
All right.
It gets lower rankings for me because I think the stories and the matches are repetitive, which is why I ranked this as like a C plus last night on Wrestling POV. But when the wrestling's good, you got to give credit to it regardless of the storylines.
Yep.
So,
All right, so that's all we have.
yes, sir.
All right, on to NXT, and this show was just weird.
Oh my
And
God.
this was not good.
Because you were such a saint the last time we discussed NXT, I'm gonna return the favor because I really like you, so I'm gonna help you out here.
Okay.
Because and quite frankly, there's also an ulterior motive here because I might go on a rant. And by
Okay.
might, I mean I will. Okay, so high points, the main event. That was pretty good. Gotta give credit where credit's due. If I had to nitpick, I'm gonna ask you why Eddie Thorpe was in this match. Because I don't understand it. And then did you notice they have I forget his name, but they were highlighting the NXT breakout tournament coming out for the men.
Yeah.
And one of the guys has a very similar gimmick to Eddie Thorpe. So I found that interesting. And then low points. I'm gonna say Lola Vice over Tatum Paxley, and even though it hurts me to give a low point of any sort to Lola Vice, it's gotta happen.
Right. I mean, so breakout star, but she still needs a lot of work.
Yes, and I understand why they had her win the NXT Breakout Tournament. I do. I still think that that tournament sucked, but I understand why they
Okay.
had her.
So speaking of the breakout tournaments, so what do you think about this men's breakout tournament? The names in this one.
To be honest with you, I'm very confused
Yeah.
because let me explain. Because I've been watching NXT regularly since I started with Wrestling POV. You guys know that when I was just doing this one, I never watched it because why would I subject myself to that?
Right.
But in all that time, in relation to this tournament, I've never heard of these people.
No, I think these are the NIL names.
But the thing is, right, if you're gonna put a breakout tournament in place, look at the other ones. At least we had heard of people
Right.
that were on the come up. This is just a brand new batch of guys. And like
Right.
I in theory, that's a good idea considering it's called the NXT Breakout Tournament. Give spotlight to a new guy. I get that. I'm not trying to be all negative, but it just seems like they're they're pulling these people out of obscurity here.
And okay, keep going. I'm just gonna look up the names because I want to see the actual names in this.
And then, I'm sorry. Alpha Academy versus Metaphor? No. It was impressive that Lash, I'm about to give Lash Legend a compliment. We've been talking about hell freezing over this lake. It's been a theme. But her being able to lift Otis was pretty cool. I have to give credit where it's due. And then, I really like Axiom and Nathan Frazer. But what the hell? They ruined the match with that brawl at ringside
And
for the women.
we're gonna talk about that in during the deadline
And
predictions.
then they have this brawl, and then they have one later on in the evening, like towards the main event again. And then on that one, Nikita Lyons comes out, and I'm like, what? Well, that's great, but what does she have to do with the Iron Survivor Challenge? Isn't that what you're trying to highlight? So I don't know. But that's what I have for NXT.
All right, and give me a minute, I'm just checking something here.
Okay.
Okay, I'll look forward to later on. So for high points, really, it's the main event. It's the men's qualifying. The rest of this, the low points, Axiom, Nathan Frazer, that whole Chase U segment, they're going back to doing all these stupid vignettes.
Oh my God, it's awful. It's
Lola,
awful.
I already mentioned Lola Vice, Tegan Paxley, Alpha Academy, and Metaphor, even though that was impressive, seeing Lash Legend slam Otis.
Yes,
So
I agree.
that's all I really have for NXT.
So, speaking of NXT, I found the list of
Oh, okay.
combatants.
All right. Do you want to go over the names?
Yes. First one is Riley Osborne.
Who?
I don't know. Second one is Keanu Carter.
Keanu Reeves. All right, cool. Yeah,
Well, but don't put John Wick in this shit.
okay.
Don't
My bad. Now I'm
even.
gonna have to go to church. I'm gonna have to confess to myself. Okay.
That's blasphemous.
Go ahead.
And then the next one is Tavion Heights,
He's been on level up.
Dion Lennox,
They're making a big deal about this guy. Okay.
okay, and I have heard of the next couple of guys, Luca
Oh,
Crucifino.
jeez. You know what? I'm confused by this guy because apparently he was a face on level up, but this gimmick that he has is a heel gimmick.
Well, it definitely seemed like a heel gimmick to me. There was nothing facial
Now
with.
on level up, I wasn't impressed with this guy, but if they use this guy right, I can see him being put with Tony D'Angelo if they're gonna go through with this character,
Yeah.
this lawyer gimmick.
Yeah, I think that would be a good fit. Next up, Miles Bourne.
Yes, we already seen him. Okay.
Well, yes, but at least from that perspective, like that makes sense. He's a lower level guy that needs to, be spotlighted. So I get it. I haven't heard of this next guy, Trey Bear Hill.
No, I haven't. I'd say he's probably been a level up mostly.
Okay, and I have heard of this guy. I haven't seen much of him. Obafemi to round out the
Because
bracket.
they haven't shown this guy. They've only shown him in vignettes. I saw him like once on level up.
Yeah. But so those are the combatants for the breakout tournament. And so we'll see what happens there.
Alright,
Hopefully it's better than the women's version.
so I say move on to Dynamite.
Very good.
So high points right away are the three Continental Classic matches because I feel like this tournament is somewhat helping Dynamite.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I'm loving this tournament.
Low point is Sky Blue and Toni Storm. And now, last night I said I gave it a B minus. I didn't give a high point or a low point to Adam Copeland and Christian Cage. I'm still keeping it there, but I just didn't like this match.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Nothing else, especially the ending. I've seen these two should have been on a pay-per-view, not on television.
Preach, Father Elio.
And
Preach.
last night I gave it some B minus. I'm gonna have to drop it down to a C minus because after rewatching it earlier today.
Where's my candle? We need to act like we're having a vigil here. Wonderful.
There we go. The caller's back.
Exactly. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Right, so that's all I've got.
Yeah, so high points for me are the same. If I did have to give a criticism to the Gold League, so far, I don't understand why Mark Briscoe was swept and now he's eliminated, having lost three matches. There's five matches each for, for the first round, right? And then Jay Lethal has had the same amount of matches, but yet, actually, no, he's had one last match. So Jay Lethal is still in there despite the fact that he has 0 points. But it's just, I don't like that. Like, Jay Lethal and Mark Briscoe deserve better than that. It's just, but yet they have John Moxley at 9 points.
So I have a question now. Eddie Kingston was in this, right?
Yes, but I think he's over in the Blue League.
Oh, no, I'm saying he's still in this, all right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because if he got eliminated and he's the one that had to put up both titles for like the winner of this tournament to become a triple champion. Then he just screwed himself over if he got eliminated, if he ever got eliminated.
Well, yeah, but see, that's where the logic gaps come in
No,
with this one.
that's why I was asking if he's still in it.
I think he is. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
All right. So that's all I've got for AEW. Is that it?
Well, but I gotta say something really quickly about the Sky Blue Toni Storm match.
Okay.
Yes, it's a low point, and Sky Blue is getting much better. However,
However,
the ending was terrible because,
it was a roll up.
well, there was that, but there was also another reason.
Okay.
But bravo for understanding partially where I was going with that, because I do hate roll ups. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
But when they finally completed all the reversals and Storm got the pin after reversing this with a sunset flip of her own, Sky Blue's shoulders were nowhere near the mat. These refs absolutely suck. These AEW refs are the worst referees I've ever seen.
Wait, who is reffing this one? Was it Aubrey or was it one of the others?
Oh, I'm not sure,
Nah, they're still terrible.
but I'm sorry, Aubrey Edwards is the worst referee I've ever seen.
Yeah. She likes to put herself in stories with the wrestlers, it seems.
Yeah, and did you see the backstage thing where she was dancing to Swerve's theme song? It's
No.
so fucking cringe.
What was that? Was
No,
that on this episode?
they featured it online. It was just.
No, just stop.
Stop.
Don't do that.
No,
Go to the professor's office.
immediately
He wants to have a chat with you.
go sit with the other TikTok marks doing their own fucking dances. Get the fuck out of here. But that's all I got.
You know, I used to listen to the AEW Unrestricted podcast. I'd try to listen to hear some of the interviews. I just can't do it any. I couldn't do it anymore with Tony Schiavone and Aubrey Edwards.
Oh
They
gosh.
were the worst. They were the worst hosts. I don't know. Just
Jesus. Ugh.
All right, so that's all we have for AEW. So move
Yep.
over to SmackDown. SmackDown this week was odd.
Can we just tell the truth?
It
It
sucked. It was terrible.
was it was weak.
Yeah, it really was. I only have that one, the main event. That's it. I mean, the rest of it was just there.
I agree. And once again, for the second consecutive time, because remember they faced off at Survivor Series, I was very disappointed with Santos Escobar and Dragon Lee. So with that in mind, I'll start out with the low points. It's not that what we got was bad, but they can do so much more. So I gotta give it a low point knowing what these two are capable of. Next low point was Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross, largely because it was so fucking predictable. And then I also have to give a low point to Charlotte Flair and Asuka.
Though I believe I saw where that Charlotte Flair got injured in the match.
Yes, I saw that too. So I think they had to cut the match short because of that. And folks, it's gonna sound like I'm bitching, but I'm not. Listen to me when I say this. Charlotte Flair has got to stop with the moonsault, please. This time she almost hit her head on the table. I was concerned. Like, seriously, and then she got hurt anyway. Cause it seems like she hurt her knee on the moonsault. But fuck. Because and as critical as I am of Charlotte Flair sometimes, if she is, if this is a serious injury, and let's say she's out for 4 or 5 months, that takes her out of WrestleMania. That's not good, folks.
Wait, 4 or 5 months on this. Yeah, in January framework. Yeah, takes out of WrestleMania because WrestleMania is the beginning of April.
Exactly. But high points. I do agree the main event was pretty cool, and also I did
I
like
did go.
the
I did go back. I saw Solo's wearing boots this week.
which thank God, because it's so easy for someone to hurt their foot, so it's like I really don't like it when people don't wear boots. I get it when Samoans don't wear them. I get it. But I still think it's unsafe. So.
But you know who does that a lot? The Von Erichs, especially Marshall. I think Marshall's the one who does that a lot.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with the new generation of Von Erichs. But I do think it's cool going back to AEW for a minute that the Von Erichs are going to be featured in Texas. I think that's next week.
These guys are pretty cool. And plus, actually, they liked that one of the trailers I made for them when they were guests on the other show I was with.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And then they're bringing one of the original Von Erichs with them. I think it's Kevin.
Kevin,
Is it?
their dad.
Okay, so I got it right. See, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. People, you don't even know who the Von Erichs are. Shut the fuck up. Just
Right.
shut the fuck up.
I can see the fans now. Like, why are we seeing these guys? Who are these guys? I've never seen them.
And
Do your research.
it's just like, please understand, legends, world-class championship wrestling,
Seriously.
Von Erichs versus Freebirds, please help me.
Right.
Oh,
Like, oh
Jesus,
my
God.
God. So that's all I've got for SmackDown.
And then we're like, oh, the Texas Tornado. Who?
Oh my God, right?
Jesus Christ.
Now,
So
actually, one movie I want to watch is The Iron Claw, which
do I.
comes out on December 22nd.
So do I. I really want to see that.
And MJF plays Lance Von Erich in the movie.
Oh man, that's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, but he's not so he wasn't such a cool part of the Von Erich, so.
No, I'm just saying in terms of the movie.
No, I know what I'm saying. It's like he's playing that part, but that's one of the that's one guy that wasn't a cool part of that family.
Yeah,
If you look up the history of him.
well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, like he wasn't even a real Von Erich.
Well, yeah, that was he related to the family?
No,
I don't think so.
he was not a Von Erich at all. They brought him in as the cousin to the Von
See,
Erichs.
I don't like that. If you're not a member of the family, don't stop. Like
Yeah.
just no.
Because I believe there's a video on YouTube of Kerry Von Erich talk about exposing Lance on an episode.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's well, from what I'm looking at here, he should have been exposed.
Right.
But I mean, the history of the Von Erichs and just the amount of unfortunate endings. I'm not gonna say what it is, but especially with Kerry Von Erich though, it
Well,
was sad.
there was David Von Erich, Chris Von Erich, Kerry Von Erich.
Yeah, I mean these. I think almost everybody in the family was a wrestler,
Yeah.
because there's let's see, because remember if we're talking about Kerry's kids, one of them is Lacey Von Erich.
Lacey Von Erich, yeah, that's Kerry Von Erich's daughter.
So real quick, let's just give you a history lesson. I can get this done.
All right.
So the first generation of Von Erichs is Fritz. Then we have the second generation, which is Jack Atkinson Jr.,
Yeah.
who died. Okay, well, he was a kid. He died at the age, but I'm just saying. That's very sad. He died at the age of six. Oh my God. Holy fuck. Okay. But in terms of the wrestling, here we go. So it's Kevin Von Erich. Duh. It's David Von Erich,
Yep.
who he was one of the first ones that died. I think he was the first one.
1984, I believe.
Yes. God, how do you know that right off the bat?
I know. I they had a memorial to my memorial show for him, the Dave Von Erich memorial show.
Very cool. And then there's Carrie Von Erich, who obviously, also died. This one was via very unfortunate means. And then there was Mike Von Erich, who was the fifth son of Fritz, and from what I'm reading here, why would he do this? Took a fatal dose of tranquilizers in April of 87. Then Chris, who in 1981, because of his brother Mike's death, he in at only 21, he shot himself in the head. This this.
So Mike Von Erich passed away in what year?
1991.
Oh, yeah, because I said 1987.
No, that was the other brother, Mike.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike, because you said Mike Von Erich passed away in 87, but
Yeah.
then Chris passed away in 84. So how could it have been 81?
Oh, so no, I said 91.
Oh, 91. Oh, okay. I guess I
Yeah.
misunderstood. Okay, go on.
And then third generation, which this is who we're getting ready to see on Dynamite. There's Ross
And Marsh and Marshall.
and Marshall, yes. And then there's an entire list of fictional relatives, which this is where it starts getting a little bit out of control,
Oh
but
no.
we're not going to talk about the fictional relatives.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a little history lesson. But you're welcome. And yes, for the dates and stuff like that, yes, I did look stuff up. That doesn't mean I don't know who the Von Erichs are or how important they are. We have to say this shit because people get stupid. We're just saying we don't want to get the dates wrong. So with that in mind, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back with the fun stuff.
And we're back. And Ben, I
Yes.
have that tournament set up for you, but before we do that, I'm going to give you a murder mystery to solve.
Good.
So here we go. Let's find out who the victim was and go.
Stop.
Oh, Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, that's not good.
All right. And go.
Stop.
He was last seen with Io Sky.
Lucky bastard.
All right, let's find out who the suspects are. And go.
Stop.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's try it again. Go.
Stop.
Suspect number one, Trish Stratus.
She feels slighted, does she?
Who is suspect number two? Go.
Stop.
John Cena.
He doesn't want the young blood coming for his spot.
All right, who found the body? and go.
Stop.
Cody Rhodes.
Who?
But who got charged? Let's think of, let's see. Who got charged and go.
Stop.
Emma, really?
I'll tell you what, man, he's very popular with the ladies.
But who actually did it? Hang go.
Stop.
Johnny Gargano.
That's random.
There it is.
That's hilarious. Johnny Gargano was not happy with Mr. Hayes taking over his NXT spot.
I guess not.
Okie dokie. So the let's revisit the details here. So the victim was Carmelo Hayes, poor bastard. Last seen with Io Sky, at least he went out happy. The two main suspects were Trish Stratus and John Cena. After Cody Rhodes found the body, Emma got charged, and Johnny Gargano was guilty.
Wow. Now, Ben, before we went on the air, I said to do my random tournaments throughout the week. These ones that just like I do for my own thing just to get rid of them.
Yes.
So I did one earlier, the most rewatchable 80s movie tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So on the left bracket we had Fast Times at Ridgemont High versus Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
And a triple threat match with Christmas Vacation versus Poltergeist versus the Goonies.
The Goonies.
All right, so if we go into the quarterfinal, no, if we go into the semifinals, Ghostbusters defeated Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Christmas Vacation defeated Poltergeist and the Goonies.
All right, I'm good with that.
On the right brackets, we had Breakfast Club versus Die Hard.
Die Hard, come on.
And we had Back to the Future 1 versus Gremlins 1 versus Back to the Future 2.
So, it would have had to be Back to the Future 1 taking that, right?
It Unfortunately, no, because in the semifinals it was Breakfast Club versus Gremlins 1.
Oh my God. What?
So first of all, who wins between Ghostbusters and Christmas Vacation?
Ghostbusters for me.
And who wins between Breakfast Club and Gremlins?
Well, Gremlins, because I'm not into chick flicks.
But Breakfast Club's not a chick flick.
To me, it is.
Come on! Okay, the finals are Christmas Vacation versus the Breakfast Club.
Well, the Christmas Vacation has to take it.
Christmas Vacation won.
Thank God.
All right, Ben,
There is small justice in the world.
okay, are you ready to book the greatest ECW champion tournament?
Yes.
All right, let me just get my pen here. And here we
And
go.
unfortunately, folks, the WWE version of ECW is included. I did not make that decision.
That is courtesy of my good friend the List King, because he took all the combined ECWs.
Oh my God.
But these are the matches that we have. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
John Morrison versus Kane.
Kane.
All right. Just Incredible versus CM Punk.
For ECW, just incredible.
All right. So just incredible. All right. Then we have Mikey Whipwreck versus Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas.
Okay.
I met him. He was one of the nicest guys ever.
All right, then we have Masato Tanaka versus Mark Henry.
Really?
I think they just match.
Masato Tanaka.
Right. Then we have Bam Bam Bigelow versus Don Morocco.
And for those of you that are confused, we aren't including Eastern Championship Wrestling. That's why Don Morocco's in there. That is Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay. Then we have Matt Hardy versus Jerry Lynn.
Really?
Oh,
WWE's version of ECW is getting exposed. Jerry Lynn.
Steve Corino versus Taz.
Taz.
No, you know what? Plot twist. Taz got attacked by Tony Diaz and cannot participate in the tournament.
Okay, well then in that case, it's Steve Corino.
Okay, gonna make that a thing. Fuck Taz.
Oh,
And we have Tommy Dreamer versus Bobby Lashley.
my God. Tommy Dreamer.
All right. So left brackets are done. Let me just double check. So we have. All right. Right brackets. Sabu versus the Big Show. Really?
You stole my line, goddammit. Sabu.
Okay, and then we have Jimmy Snuka versus Rhino. Really?
Jesus Christ. It's gotta be Rhino in this case.
Okay.
You probably disagree, but
Then we have Johnny. Who is Johnny Hotbody? I don't remember.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
So, did he have another name or was that his name in ECW?
Let me double check. I can't remember, but I do know who that is. Let me check.
Okay.
On the fly research.
Research. Only on the PNC Progression Wrestling Podcast. All right.
Hold on.
So the other name is Terry Funk.
Terry Funk. Oh my God, it's gotta be Terry Funk. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so it says right here, he is obviously he's known for ECW. And yeah, he's not really known for anything else. He
All right.
the majority of his success came in ECW.
Okay. It's really this next match. The Sandman versus Mr. McMahon. Sandman wins. Fuck off.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Rob Van Dam versus Mike Awesome.
Oh, that's tough. Rob Van Dam.
Okay. Then we
Can't
have.
really give it to Mike Awesome because he turned his back on ECW and went to WCW, and
Okay.
it's so dumb.
Then he had that stupid 70s gimmick or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, then we.
And speaking of stupid gimmicks, when Sandman briefly went to WCW, they renamed him as Hack.
Hack. Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Come on, seriously, what is hack? All
Oh
right.
my
Jax
God.
Jack Swagger versus the Raven.
The title of this episode is going to be really. That's going to be the title. Raven.
Ezekiel Jackson versus Tito Santana.
Tito Santana.
And the last match, Chavo Guerrero versus Christian.
Chavo
Okay. All right, now on to the next round. We have Kane versus Justin Credible.
Guerrero. In terms of ECW, it's got to be just incredible.
Okay. And Shane Douglas versus Masato Tanaka.
I'm gonna say Shane Douglas. I'm kind of a triple threat fan.
Right. Then we have Bam Bam Bigelow versus Jerry Lynn.
Sorry, Jerry. It's got to be Bam Bam.
Okay. And final match in the left brackets is Steve Corino versus Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
All right. And now we move on to the right brackets. And what do we have in the right brackets? The first match is Sabu versus Rhino.
Sabu. Also met Rhino. He was extremely nice.
Yeah, Terry Funk versus the Sandman.
Oh my God. Oh, great. Terry Funk. I'm sorry, I can't go against the Funker.
Right. Then we have Rob Van Dam versus Raven.
Raven.
Okay. Then we have Tito Santana versus Chavo Guerrero.
Chavo
All right. Okay, that brings us to the third round. We have Justin Credible versus Shane Douglas.
Shane Douglas.
All right, Shane Douglas moves on. Okay, next match we have Bam Bam Bigelow versus Tommy Dreamer.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. This one is painful to the heart. Tommy Dreamer.
All right, Tommy Dreamer. On to the right brackets, and first match we have Sabu versus Terry Funk.
Oh my God. Strictly because it's ECW, I think it's got to be Sabu.
All right, so Sabu moves on. And his opponent will be the winner of this match, Raven versus Chavo Guerrero.
Raven.
All right. Here are your final four, Ben. We have Shane Douglas versus Tommy Dreamer and Sabu versus Raven.
Tell me, I don't know how to book a tournament. Fuck. Hell yeah, well, here we go. Right, what's next?
No, okay, so your first match is Shane Douglas versus Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
Okay. Right, turn you back on Shane Douglas. Okay, very good. Yes,
Yes, but
and
if I played it like a popularity contest, it would be weird. And plus, even though I've never met him, Tommy Dreamer was once the champion of the Elite Pro Wrestling Alliance. So it's like there's loyalty there, you know what I mean?
All right, and next we have Sabu versus Raven.
Well, okay, hear me out. So the logic, right? Tommy Dreamer and Raven had this long-standing feud, and Raven n never beat Tommy until the very end, right? And Sabu was always in the world title picture, and regardless of whether Sabu was your kind of wrestler, I can't help but respect everything that he was willing to do to himself. You can call him an idiot. You can call anybody on the ECW roster an idiot back in those days for doing that. But, just in terms of him just not giving a fuck, just to entertain the fans and coming out on the body board, strapped up like he was a psycho. Sabu made it truly believable. So from that perspective, it's got to be Sabu.
All right. So, your final, Tommy Dreamer versus Sabu. Let me just say this. You did this to yourself.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Sabu.
All right. So, the winner of the greatest ECW champion tournament. It's Sabu.
Very good.
And now I know we still have to do that. I haven't forgotten. I just want to get the tournament out of the way. We will now take a look at tonight's NXT deadline card.
Very good.
All right, so let me just pull the card up here. And here we go. NXT deadline takes place tonight, December 9, 2023, from the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I don't know who has a pay-per-view in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's kind of random. Wow.
Well, at least it's not in the in the regular NXT arena.
Right. No, I'm
They
saying
got
that's a good
to get the
point.
fuck out of there.
Wait, is that where they had it last year?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me look. I just went back one. Yeah, no, you know what? Good. Last year they had in the Performance Center, so good. Bridgeport, Connecticut it is.
Anything's got to be an improvement over that fucking crowd in the performance center. My God.
All right, so we have a total of 7 matches, including the kickoff and bend. I said last night. They did. They. I think they purposely did that to the Axiom Nathan Frazer match because we're getting the rematch tonight on a kickoff show.
Okay, so I guess I gotta watch the kickoff show for the first time ever.
It's Axiom versus Nathan Frazer.
Yeah, because I really like those guys.
And oh, this is gonna be rough. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Nathan Frazer.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Dean Fraser as well. All right, now on to the main card itself. The first one, we're gonna go top to bottom. The first one is gonna be the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge. Dijak versus Trick Williams versus Josh Briggs versus Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate.
I'm going Tyler Bate.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go Tyler Bate because Josh Briggs is a tag team guy. Bron Breakker shouldn't even be on NXT right now. He should be up on the main roster.
I agree.
Trick Williams is not ready, and Dijak, he's already been an NXT champion. How many? I think a few times, right?
Let me look that up. Hold on.
I'm gonna take a look myself as well. All right, so okay, no, sorry, it's been North American champion.
So
No,
yeah,
not
he.
yeah, not world champion. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Tyler Bate, but if it's not Tyler Bate, I'd take Dijak.
Yeah,
So I'm gonna
I hear.
go with two
I'll
picks.
his. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for Dijak. Trust me, you gotta watch his matches with Keith Lee. Tell me I don't watch, right? Tell me I don't watch NXT. Tell me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about with NXT. And I go go away. But see, I just
All right, that's
you
the end of the show, fans. Ben
know.
go away. We'll be back next week.
But so I really do have respect for Dijak, but this Terminator gimmick just isn't working for
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Tyler Bate. All right, next match we have the Women's Iron Survivor, Tiffany Stratton versus Lash Legend versus Blair Davenport versus Kalani Jordan versus Fallon Henley.
Well, out of all those names, Tiffany Stratton makes the most sense, but she doesn't need it. I mean, others would benefit more from a victory in this situation, but
Sorry, who's the current women's champion again? I'm like blanking.
it's Tiffany Stratton, right? It's
Is she the champion? She's the champion, right?
I don't think she ever lost it.
No, she won it back from Becky Lynch, right?
No, I'm sorry. It's Lyra Valkyria.
Lyra Valkyrie. Okay. Damn. I see that. You see, I don't know. Yeah, Tiffany Stratton doesn't really need, but you know what? All the names on this one, I'm gonna go with Fallon Henley.
I'm sticking with Tiffany Stratton.
All right. Next up, we have for the NXT Championship, Ilya Dragunov versus Baron Corbin. I'm going with Ilya Dragunov.
If Baron Corbin beats Ilya Dragunov, I just want you to know that, and I know I've said this before, but I truly mean this. If that actually happens, you are going to hear the worst NXT related rant you have ever heard me go on. I swear to God. If Baron Corbin wins, I'm going to riot on this motherfucker. Please, no.
Next we have Dominic Mysterio versus Dragon Lee. The run that Judgment Day has been on lately. I mean, do we are I wonder are the rest of the faction gonna be there? I wonder because it says with Rhea Ripley.
Well, I'm not sure, but honestly, I'm gonna go Dragon Lee.
Yeah, I can
I
see
just
something. I
because,
see Rey Mysterio heading Judgment Day off.
yeah, because well, and that's partially the reason why I say it's got to be Dragon Lee. Because one, we have Rey Mysterio, but more importantly than that, like Dom just doesn't. He doesn't need it. He's never been on NXT, prior to this, and they gave him the belt to establish dominance in Judgment Day. Like, I get all that, and that's nothing against Dom, but he's more on Raw than he is on NXT, and I just feel like NXT would benefit from having a full-time champion who's always there on their show.
Yeah, but Dragon Lee's not on NXT either, though. He's on SmackDown.
But that still doesn't, that doesn't change what I said, but just in terms of the WWE put themselves in this situation. Why do they do this?
Right,
But
because
it's got
they're both on separate brands.
it's gotta be, but based on the story and based on the fact that Renee
Yeah.
is there,
No,
and
I get it. I'm going because I'd take Dragon Lee as well.
I think it makes more sense for Dragon Lee.
Yeah. All right. Since Eva Rain is apparently able to book matches, we've got one here. Steel cage match with Roxanne Perez and Kiana James. I got Roxanne Perez.
So do I.
Yeah, Eva Rain apparently can book matches. Who knew?
I have no idea.
Then we have Carmelo Hayes versus Alexis King.
Carmelo Hayes.
I've got Carmelo Hayes as well. Now, I have to ask you about Alexis King, though. That beard, does it look like it's been drawn on with a marker? Or is it just
Yes,
me? I'm
it
like,
does.
what
Yeah,
is that?
it absolutely does.
I'm like, what is that?
You know what? And it makes him look like a metrosexual. It really does.
What is going on? So you know what? Hey, I should go in the book. Alexis King's marked up beard.
Exactly. It really should. Oh, it's tremendous.
Right, so that's NXT deadline predictions for tonight's pay-per-view.
All right, well, I will see you in 10 minutes, and don't move, guys. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. When you get into wrestling roulette, the way it works, I play 21 tracks, 10 seconds, and Ben has to guess which wrestler that theme belongs to. And of course, we have the obstacles, which means if a wrestler's theme shows up more than once in the rotation, it is minus 1 point. I'm gonna get my counter ready to keep track of the tracks, as well as the score. So just gonna do that right now real quick. And Ben, are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Snitsky.
Snitsky, you're on the board one. All right, number two, here we go.
Is that Kane?
Nope, that is Mankind.
Oh, shit. Forgot.
Right, number three.
Bobby Lashley?
No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
That is the Hurt Business.
Oh, same thing.
I mean,
Jesus.
same thing. Actually, no, actually, they sound completely different.
Yeah, but it's still Bobby Lashley's group. Come on.
All right, fine. It's the holiday season. I'm feeling generous. I'll give it to you. All right, so you're on the board too. Here we go. Number four, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Leland Mercy.
Waylon Mercy, yes. That was a fun interview as well. All right, number five.
Am perfection. Perfection. Dolph Ziggler.
That was a weird thing.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, number seven.
Undertaker.
Undertaker. Right.
Viking Raiders.
No, it is not.
Oh
That
shit.
is Dominic Dijakovic.
Oh, okay. It sounded like Viking Raiders.
All right, number nine.
Pass.
That is Dean Malenko.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Dean.
All right, number 10.
And no, I'm not talking to you in your new nickname.
Right, number 10, number 10.
I have no idea.
That is Sting. It
Oh my God.
is a WCW theme.
Good Lord.
All right, number 11. Here we go.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. Number 12.
Kamala?
That is Papa Shango.
Oh, okay.
All right, number 13.
Shelton Benjamin.
Sheldon Benjamin, 14.
I'm stuck between two.
Uh-oh.
Cameron Grimes.
No.
The Godwins.
No, that is Fetty Joe Floyd.
Who the fuck is that?
Tracy Smothers.
No,
You don't remember?
I
You don't remember?
remember Tracy Smothers, but certainly not Freddie Joe
No,
Floyd.
well, that's what they called him in WWE in 1996.
Holy
Fetty
shit.
Joe Floyd. Terrible. All right, here we go. 15.
Carmelo Hayes.
Carmelo Hayes. All right, here we go.
Diesel.
I'll give it to you. It's Kevin Nash. All right, 17. Here we go.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? The Rock's laying the smack.
Rock.
All right,
I'll tell you that guess was so taxing, my brain is smoking.
Yeah.
Oh,
All right, yeah. Oh,
shit.
minus one. That's the Undertaker. All right, you're back down to nine. That was 17, right?
Yeah.
All right, 18, here we go.
Brodus Clay.
No, that is Dude Love.
Oh, shit.
All right, number 19, here we go.
I have no idea. I'm
That
kind of scared.
is an absolutely stupid theme. That is the Booty Man in WCW.
I
What? What?
don't know.
What? Are you okay? Okay, fans, we have a situation here. What? The booty man, yes. You remember that gimmick? That was Brutus the Barber Beefcake in WCW.
Oh my God.
That was like one of his many stupid names.
Holy shit.
Ben, you used to watch WCW. You don't remember his stupid gimmicks?
Well, not I remember a lot of stupid things, but certainly
First there was a Zodiac, then
the
there was a man with no name, then there was the Booty Man, then there was the Disciple.
I remember the Zodiac and the Disciple.
Okay, then he is when he turned face, he became stupid Disco Inferno 2.0.
Wait a minute, that's a face gimmick? Holy shit, that's terrifying. What
That was, you know what?
the
When we're done, I'm gonna find a picture and send it to you, okay? So you can see.
Okay.
All right, here we go, number 20. Are you ready?
Yeah. Alexa Bliss.
Yes, Alexa Bliss. All right, last one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Savio Vega.
No, it is not. That is Primo and Epico.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's 21 tracks, so your score is 10.
Not bad.
All right, let's see what would have been what the next one would have been. Are you ready?
Yep.
Next one would have been a minus one because who is that?
I have no idea,
That
actually.
is, well, here I have the Ministry of Darkness, but I mean, it's the Undertaker, so that would have been minus one.
That's one Undertaker theme I don't recognize. That's weird.
I don't know if they ever used this. This was the Ministry of Darkness.
No, because I trust me, like I was a huge fan of the Ministry of Darkness, despite the fact that it scared the piss out of me. So it's weird. It's a weird, oxymoron, but I don't remember that version.
Oh, okay. I don't remember either. All right. So, Ben, we're bringing the show to a close.
Absolutely, that was a rather fun ending. I kind of lost it on the booty, man. I apologize.
I mean, geez,
That
what the what? You know what? I'm not even gonna edit that. I'm gonna leave that in.
was.
And so you, so everyone can hear my co-host having a laughing fit.
No, leave it in. It's awesome. Leave it in. That was too funny. I'm kind of proud of myself, though. I never heard of the Booty Man. Good God. That's one of those things that you just can't defend as a wrestling fan, so it's better off I didn't know about it.
All right. So that is it for episode 289. NXT deadline tonight. We will be back on Tuesday, and we have a side we have we're gonna take a detour on our way to Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're gonna stop over in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Market Square Arena for the main event. And that ties in with WrestleMania 4.
Okay, so you want to do Deadline and WrestleMania 4 on Tuesday?
Oh yeah, well, I have to go out tomorrow, but that means if you wanna do the deadline results tomorrow night after I get back.
Yeah, we can do that. What time are you getting back?
Around 5 or 6, because I'm leaving at 12.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
Hit me up when you get back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll message you when you get back, and then we will log on and take care of deadline. That way, Tuesday we just go to Indianapolis, and then from there we go to Atlantic City for WrestleMania 4.
Okay, very good.
And fans, stay tuned, because following WrestleMania 4, the week after, we're going to New York City, Madison Square Garden for SummerSlam.
And given the new schedule, this will be a first back to back to back days of podcasting. You just can't get rid of me, can you, Elio?
All right, so for my co-host, I'm Elio. He's Ben saying that to the fans.
Well, good afternoon. Technically, it's good afternoon, but try to enjoy Deadline much more than I enjoy NXT television. And we will be back to dissect the results tomorrow night. Until then, have fun.